today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, Salamun alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you are listening to. We're going to speak about motherhood in Islam. Today, Friday, 22nd of Jamadi al-Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by a recitation of Chapter Al-Maryam, verses 31 to 32.
وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا.
And he has made me blessed wherever I am, and has enjoined upon me prayer and zakah as long as I remain alive.
وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا.
And made me dutiful to my mother, and he has not made me a wretched tyrant.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
By mentioning the word mother, Jesus, peace be upon him, has pointed to the chastity of his mother, Mary, and his lack of father. Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "The best deeds are prayer in its time, kindness to parents, and holy struggle or jihad in the way of Allah." The Messenger of Allah said, "One who obeys the command of Allah regarding parents, two doors of the paradise will be opened for him. And if he obeys the command of Allah regarding one of them, then one door will be opened to him."
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat, thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, it's thanks to you.
And motherhood in Islam, we look at. A Muslim mother has a value and dignified role. Her contribution is acknowledged and appreciated. Her unparalleled gifts to the child have been aptly described by Imam Zainul Abidin, Shia's fourth imam, in Risalatul Huquq, the chapter of rights. We read, "It is the right of your mother that you should appreciate that she carried you in her womb the way nobody carries anybody. She fed you the fruits of her heart which nobody feeds anybody. She protected you during pregnancy with her ears, eyes, hands, legs, hairs, limbs, in short, with her whole being, gladly, cheerfully, and carefully, suffering patiently all the worries, pains, difficulties, and sorrows."
Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. We shall be talking again the status and position of women. Lady Fatima Zahra is the most perfect and supreme lady of the world, who is known as an innocent daughter, wife and mother, as we said earlier. The personality dimensions of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha are not related to a specific period of time. And her lifestyle is a worthy example and model for all ages. She is not only an exemplary and unique model in housekeeping, husbandry and raising children, but also in other fields, and the manifestation of the Islamic lifestyle is crystallized in the biography of Siddiqatul Kubra, Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. What is important is that the basic pillar and cultural infrastructure in any society is the mother. And if there is a cultural inadequacy in the society, or high personalities and ideas are born, and the origin of all of them is the mother. No society will taste the taste of independence and dignity unless its women find dignity. Therefore, it is possible to consider Lady Fatima salamullah alayha as the mother of culture of the school of Ahlul Bayt and the Islamic revolution. And the teachings are like inspiration to all Muslim men and women who with their lives provide the ground for the emergence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
We want to speak about the strength of a mother, awareness of responsibility. Motherhood is a career, and those who take it up must try and excel at it. It is the duty of every mother to look into better techniques and strategies of parenting. A wide variety of material is available, both Islamic and secular. Although Islamic material may not be abundant in English, many secular books and magazines are published about parenting. Reading these from time to time helps increase awareness and vision. When a mother reads about problems that parents face, she's comforted by the fact that she's not alone. That is very reassuring, as often parents assume they are the only ones having difficulties. Although reading about solutions used by other people or advice given by psychologists helps broaden the choice of possible tactics in dealing with children.
You're the reason my life's worth living. You're the reason I'm alive. I'd be lost without you. You're the reason that I strive. You're my destiny.
Today, another tip for Muslim mother: practicing in front of your children regularly what you want them to do. Be a practicing Muslim mother. You can never expect your child to speak the truth while you lie in front of them. How can your child speak in a polite tone while you shout at him? Children are very fast at taking up habits. So be very much careful in front of your children, and they are much more likely to do exactly what you do. Do repeated acts to develop it in them as a habit. Doing zikr, reciting dua, say bismillah repeatedly whenever you start any task. Inshallah, alhamdulillah. Make such words your habit so that your child copies them too.
So one of the things of uquq al-walidain, one of the things of angering your mother, it will take away the ability to say the shahada in the moment of death. This is why you have to be very careful and try to please your mother. And this is a hadith from the Prophet, heaven is beneath the feet of your mother. This is a real hadith. This is a real hadith and it has consequences in this dunya. And in the akhirah, if you want tawfiq, you want blessings in this dunya, then you have to be a person who shows ihsan and love and obedience to your parents and specifically to your mother. And if you want the akhirah, if you want the afterlife, then you have to be a person who shows love and respect to your mother. One day a man, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and he tells him, Ya Rasulullah, I carried my mother on my back. I carried her on my back and I took her to perform the Hajj. And the Hajj is very exhausting. If any of you have gone to Hajj, carrying yourself is an exhaustion in itself. Imagine carrying someone else on your back. That time they didn't have wheelchairs. He carries his mother on his back and he takes her to do the tawaf and the sa'i and Muzdalifah and Mina and Arafat and all of the rituals. He does them. And then he comes back to Rasulullah. He tells him, Ya Rasulullah, have I paid back my mother for what she did? Rasulullah tells him, no, you will never be able to do so. You will never be able to go through the pain that your mother went through in childbirth, in raising you the first months of your life, all of that. You will never be able to do that. Today there are some people, their parents become older. And I've seen this. They serve their parents. The parents become either paralyzed or they become sick. And sometimes the kids, they're feeding their parents. They're changing them. And this goes on for years. But this is still not equivalent to the love that the mother shows to the child when you were first born. A man comes to the imam and he tells him, I've been taking care of my parents, my mother, for years now. I've been feeding them, I've been washing them, I've been giving them everything that they need. Have I paid them back? The imam says, no. He says, because when your mother was caring for you when you were a baby, she had hope to see you grow older. She had hope to see you become successful and become independent and become wealthy and become healthy and have dunya and have everything. But when you are taking care of your mother, you're counting the days, and you're saying, this is a test from Allah, it's going to finish soon. They're going to leave soon. So this is the difference.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special about Muslim mother. Inshallah, we continue to know more about this topic on the next episode of today's special. So follow us at parstoday.ir/en. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي